Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, one of my favourite restaurants in Auckland is Clooney's. And I know you haven't been there, Ben, but it's when you walk in, it's very cool.
George Clooney.
Well, you know,
says it all.
I always feel a bit like 007 because it's all sort of black and it's very cool. And on today's show, we've got Des Harris, the chef from Clooney. Hi, Des.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you? Welcome to the show.
He sounds good, like Sean Connery.
Good.
Now, you're actually in Blenheim at the moment working on a great big long lunch. Tell us a little bit about that.
Cloudy Bay have invited us down to cook a long lunch, just releasing the new Pinot Noir, so it's just a little gig involved with that.
It's so beautiful down there, isn't there? I went down this year when they opened up the shack, which really is not like a shack. It's an extraordinary, beautiful design building.
We haven't looked around much, but I'm aware of that. It is beautiful, yeah.
And tell me, what are the colours like? Is it all sort of heading into spring? Is there a lot of green there or not quite yet?
Not quite yet. It's dark and it's very cold. It's still really cold, but yeah, no, it's a beautiful spot. And the wine's phenomenal.
Yeah, so the wine is very good. Yeah. And so it must be nice getting out of the city, though, for a while, eh?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, Clooney's not too cool, though, eh? I was a little bit concerned about that.
Oh, I love it. I always think it's very super cool. I think it's great. I've taken my kids there, and we've had all sorts of, you know, we tend to go there for a birthday, or if I'm in town, it's I don't know, I just, the food is always good, I've got to tell you. I think your food is great, so.
Oh, man, that's great.
I really
do. You know what, like, a lot of the good feedback we have are from foreigners, from Australians especially, but Aussies really seem to get us. And we really enjoy us. So we have a really good patronage from, you know, from people visiting Auckland.
Good. Look, I think the restaurant itself is very cool in terms of the design, and it's dark and it's kind of, you know, it's not moody because it's just interesting. But I even love the little bar at the front. I think that's a great place to kind of hit in there and, you know, a few before you head through for dinner. So it's a really nice space to, you know, dine in.
It doesn't have white tablecloths, and it is dark and it is moody and stuff. And it's really important for us to keep it. We do keep it real. Like, the service is not intrusive, because if it was, you would be in trouble, eh? Because of what we are. But we are relaxed and we're fast. We're an incredibly fast fine dining restaurant.
So from a food point of view, and being such a dark sort of interior, do you really have to think twice in terms of how that plate presented? Obviously you are anyway, but from a visual point of view and a colour palette, do you kind of have to think twice in terms of what's really going to, you know, enhance the dining experience?
Yeah, you know, like, when I started Clooney, I'd never thought much about colour, and Tony wanted colour because he wants, you know, impact. But I found the lighting really lifts the plate of food.
Yeah,
the lighting does my food a lot of favours, and like a photo will lift a plate of food. The lighting does that, because the lighting is on each individual place setting.
Yeah.
So it kind of, the lighting does it for me. Like, you know, the food still looks good, but I've never really put a lot of emphasis into how the food looks. It's more about how it eats.
Yeah. But
yeah, it make it look good, that's good, but, you know.
It's interesting, that whole lighting thing. Like, I know with our food in the magazine, we actually shoot a lot of it just by natural daylight. And it just gives that really beautiful punch, you know, that really natural sort of glow to it. So it's a powerful thing, the old lighting, when it comes to food.
It does me a lot of favours, yeah.
Now, you're one of our chefs at the Mind Food Cooking School that we're holding down in Parnell. Have you thought yet what we're going to be cooking there?
Well, no, not really. I mean, we'll keep it seasonal. So it's in spring, and the height of spring, so we'll use some spring vegetables. I want to primarily teach, you know, some people stuff they can to get at home, so I'm not going to be too technical, but I'm going to, like, I will give away some secrets and stuff and teach them some proper technique, but I won't get carried away with blowing them away. It's kind of. And that really is my philosophy. I keep it as restrained as I can.
I think also, you know, you're seeing that in restaurants now. You know, the ones that perhaps are just too fancy, the diners are kind of not there anymore. You know, they are turning away from it. And what you want, as you said, are those really good, strong flavours and great tasting food, you know. And I think when you go to a cooking school, you kind of want to learn a few of the tips and tricks and think, well, you know, I could do this at home kind of thing.
Yeah, like, I've never really been a showy or a chef. I'm really into feeding people. I want people just to eat the food and go, yum, and that was awesome, and that's, you know, that's what I want to do.
Well, we're looking forward to having you there, and I think we'll have lots of fun. It's both at lunchtime and dinner. And for more details, go to mindfood.com. Thanks a lot, Des, and we'll see you in October at the Mind Food Cooking School.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Look forward to it.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.